Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Scott. Had a wonderful day yesterday.
I bet you did. You got to stand next to Johnny Football to get your picture taken.
We sure did. That was fun. We had three groups in from Bryan and College Station. We had all the chamber and the cities, and we had 4-H kids. And we, of course, nobody listens to those resolutions, but everybody was paying attention to Johnny Football.
Yeah, they were. That's kind of a neat deal. And yeah, I guess the Longhorns have to stand in the background for a change. But yesterday was, I mean, this is a thing that y'all have done. You did it this week, and you've done it in years past. You have a maroon and orange day at the legislatures, where you kind of, the two schools actually try to come together for some commonalities.
They do, and it's a fun event. Senator Zaffarini usually wears her maroon and orange clothes mixed, since she has
that doesn't go well together, but
no.
Yeah, from a color palette standpoint.
I'm glad you said that. I did not.
Okay, no, I said that. That's me. Yeah. But anyway, what have we accomplished this week? I know you've been busy. You've stepped out of an Appropriations Committee meeting just to be with us, and I appreciate you doing that. But what's on your radar screen this week?
Well, mostly what we did yesterday was look into the Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas, which has had some problems with, I just would say, at the least, in perception of the way they spent their money. And I do know that the Travis County DA and the Attorney General's office are looking at some potential improprieties. I have no idea whether those occurred or did not occur, but it doesn't particularly look good. The people that were involved in that are no longer with CPRIT. We just got to decide whether we want to continue to fund that in the manner, and is it really a responsibility of government? I'm not making a decision on it yet. I've got to learn more, but I know that that's going to be a big issue. They just appeared before Appropriations yesterday and got grilled pretty heavily. They have new people in charge, and I think they need to clean up their act, I guess you would say, and be more transparent in the way things are done. And it was only in two instances, I believe, that they kind of got in trouble over it. But we don't need people that are kind of benefiting from the organization that they're supposed to be running.
Sure. Well, and it was something that the governor championed, and I think that doesn't certainly doesn't reflect well. Tell me a little bit now about the legislative calendar. Is there a deadline coming as to when legislation can be introduced, and do you have any legislation that you're planning to introduce?
I have a couple of pieces of legislation that we're planning on introducing. Of course, the local bills, there's no deadline on those, and that's primarily what I'll be doing. I will be carrying bills to help the hotel motel tax and direct that toward the Kyle Field expansion. I'll also be doing the two pieces of legislation that will allow the MMDs in College Station. We'll be looking at some legislation concerning compressed natural gas along Highway 6. And those are the primary things that we will be looking at right now. Still trying to figure out how in the world we can help folks with small business get into health insurance, but that is a very complicated thing, it seems, and nobody knows what the Affordable Care Act is going to do. So I think it may be a while before we can come up with a doable plan.
John Rainey joining us this morning from Austin. Finally today, Judge Dietz earlier this week, I don't think surprised anyone when he struck down the current funding for public schools as unconstitutional. That's just, again, a step along the way. It's going to be another year before the Supreme Court can really even get it on their docket. The state Supreme Court can get it on their docket and hear it. So do you feel that there's now some sense of urgency that the legislators need to come up with some sort of a fix before this thing ends up at the Supreme Court?
You know, I need to visit with my neighbor, Jimmy Don Acock, who is chair of education, and see what he sees down the road. I haven't heard anything particular that would give me much insight into it at this point. But I will visit with him and have that for you next week.
All right.
Because he's right next door.
All right, good. And go knock on the wall and say, hey, can I come over?
Right? That's right. That's right.
Sounds like a deal. Hey, we'll talk to you next week, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. See you later.
All right, that's John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning.